This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in Colombo on a three-day state visit to Sri Lanka. Today, Mr. Modi will witness signing of agreements in various sectors, including defence and energy, and virtually participate in the groundbreaking ceremony of Sampur Solar Power Project. Prime Minister Modi has announced several India-led initiatives towards institution and capacity building in the BIMSTEC. Participating in the 6th BIMSTEC Summit in Bangkok yesterday, the Prime Minister proposed a 21-point action plan covering different aspects of cooperation. The action plan focuses on strengthening business ties, harnessing the potential of the IT sector, and collaborating on disaster management, particularly in the light of the recent earthquakes in Myanmar and Thailand. Highlighting BIMSTEC as a vital bridge between South Asia and Southeast Asia, the Prime Minister underlined that the group has become an impactful platform for regional cooperation, coordination and progress. The Prime Minister announced a new program, Bodhi, for skilling the youth. Bodhi stands for BIMSTEC for Organized Development of Human Resource Infrastructure. Under this training, scholarships would be provided to professionals, students, researchers, diplomats and others. Prime Minister also had a meeting with the King and Queen of Thailand at Dusit Palace in Bangkok. Prime Minister Modi also held a series of bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the BIMSTEC meeting in Thailand yesterday. During his meeting with Chief Advisor of Bangladesh, Muhammad Yunus, the Prime Minister reiterated India's support for peace, stability, inclusivity and democracy in Bangladesh. Mr. Modi said in a social media post that India remains committed to a constructive and people-centric relationship with Bangladesh. During the meeting with his Nepalese counterpart KP Sharma Oli, Prime Minister Modi said, India attaches immense priority to relations with Nepal. Earlier, Mr. Modi held bilateral talks with Myanmar's senior general Min Aung Hlaing. The Union Cabinet has approved four projects of Ministry of Railways with total cost of 18,658 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the projects cover 15 districts in three states including Maharashtra, Odisha and Chhattisgarh. He said the projects will increase existing network of Indian Railways by about 1,247 kilometers. The minister said these multi-tracking proposals will ease operations and reduce congestion, providing the much-required infrastructural development on the busiest sections across railways. The Union Cabinet has also approved Vibrant Villages Program 2 with 100% central funding with total outlay of 6,839 crore rupees. The program would help in the comprehensive development of the villages located in the blocks abutting international land borders. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has emphasized that India would emerge as a global leader in innovation and technology-driven growth. Addressing the second edition of Startup Mahakumbh at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Goyal said that India will foray in a very big way into the world of innovation and will make its presence felt on the global stage. He said that young India is raring to go and are ready to capture the world. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will be leading a parliamentary delegation to 150th Assembly of Inter-Parliamentary Union being held in Tashkent from today. Mr. Birla will address the Assembly during the high-level segment of general debate on the theme Parliamentary Action for Social Development and Justice. China announced additional tariffs of 34% on US goods yesterday, the most serious escalation in a trade war with US President Donald Trump that has fed fears of a recession. In the standoff between the world's top two economies, China also announced controls on exports of some rare earths and filed a complaint at the World Trade Organization. On the other hand, French President Emmanuel Macron has urged companies to halt investments in the US until US President Donald Trump clarifies his harsh and unjustified new tariffs on Europe and other countries. In IPL T20 cricket, Lucknow Supergiants defeated Mumbai Indians by 12 runs at Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.